Some people you can spot as far as you can see, others you can't be sure of until you're close enough to touch them. Junkies are mostly in sharp focus. There had been a time when my blood pressure rose with pleasure at the sight of old Ike. When you are on the junk, the pusher is like the loved one to the lover. You wait for his special step in the hall, his special knock. You scan the approaching faces on a city street. You can hallucinate every detail of his appearance as though he were standing there in the doorway, going into the old pusher joke. Sorry to disappoint you, but I couldn't score. Watching the play of hope and anxiety on the other's face, savoring the feel of benevolent power, the power to give or withhold. Pat in New Orleans always pulled that routine, Bill Gaines in New York. Old Ike would swear he didn't have anything, then slip the paper in my pocket and say, "Look, you had some all the time." But I was off the junk now. Still, a shot of morphine would be nice later when I was ready to sleep, or better, a speedball, half cocaine, half morphine. I overtook Ike at the door of the apartment. I dropped a hand on his shoulder and he turned, his toothless old woman junkie face breaking into a smile as he recognized me. "Hello," he said. "Haven't seen you in a dog's age," I said. "Where you been?" He laughed. "I was in the can," he said. "Anyway, I didn't want to come around because I knew you was off." "You off completely?" "Yeah, I'm off." "You wouldn't want a shot then?" Old Ike was smiling. "Well," I felt a touch of the old excitement, like meeting someone you used to go to bed with, and suddenly the excitement is there and you both know that you were going to go to bed again. Ike made a deprecatory gesture. "I got about 10 centigramos here. Not enough to do me any good. Got a little coke, too." "Come on in," I said. I opened the door. The apartment was dark and musty. Clothes, books, newspapers, dirty plates, and glasses were scattered around on chairs and tables and on the dirty floor. I pushed a stack of magazines off a ratty-looking couch. "Sit down," I said. "You got the stuff on you?" "Yeah, I got it planted." He opened his fly and extracted a rectangular paper packet, the junkie fold, with one end fitting into another. Inside the packet were two smaller packets, each similarly folded. He placed the papers on the table. Ike watched me with his bright brown eyes. His mouth, toothless and tightly closed, gave the impression of being sewed together,